Now to the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, where some people are desperate to cross. Our colleague Steve Inskeep is there and spoke with a man who crosses that border all the time.
We were driving toward Afghanistan when we saw the trucks. They were lined up, one after the other, pulled over to the side of the road. The drivers were waiting.
Oh, here's some guys having tea by the side of the road underneath their truck.
In these dry mountains, there's no shade in mid-afternoon, except beneath or beside their colorfully painted vehicles.
I guess they're not too worried about traffic.
Taking a nap.
Yeah, there's a man. He's got a cloth over his head.
It protected his face from the sun. We were at the border to report on people leaving Afghanistan, but these drivers were waiting to get in, a line 3 miles long, snaking down a switchback road. Late in the day, we stopped to meet one of those drivers. Razak Mohmand said he was heading for Afghanistan. He was a burly and bearded man with a face that would not look out of place at a truck stop in Texas. By the time we met, the sun was setting, and he no longer needed the shade of his truck. He sat in the gravel by the side of the road with a few other drivers near a highway sign that said slow, which was redundant.
15 to 20.
I've been here around 15 to 20 hours.
15 to 20 hours? His truck was loaded with cement. He was bound for Jalalabad, the first major city inside Afghanistan. Taliban or no Taliban, somebody was building there. We asked Razak about his work through our Pakistani producer, Abdul Sattar.
Do you do this a lot?
Takriban isi tarah karte ho. Aise hi hota hai.
This is the routine.
Okay.
You're hearing multiple voices because Razak was Afghan, most comfortable speaking Pashto. Our colleague Sattar spoke Urdu. Fortunately, a nearby Pakistani policeman had both languages and helped with translation. I'd speak in English, which Sattar translated into Urdu, which the cop clarified in Pashto, which Razak answered, and then we came back the other way. It was a slow process, but Razak had time. The drivers here expected to wait several days for their turn at the border checkpoint.
Do you like this work?
Ye kaam pasand hai? I do it under compulsion.
He needs to make a living. He says the worst part is the waiting, which he called heartbreaking. At least it wasn't the worst place to wait. We were high on a mountain slope. The sun was about to set, resting like an orange ball atop a ridge to the west. We had a view far into a valley, though not far enough to spy the border down there. Razak sat in the gravel in his open-toed shoes, fingering a stone to pass the time. During all the 40 years of his life, his country has been at war. Long ago, invading Russians attacked his home village. His family fled and never returned. They're still within Afghanistan, internally displaced, which is another way to say their lives are on hold, waiting.
How do you feel about the future of Afghanistan?
Afghanistan ke mustaqbil ke bare mein tumhara kya khayal hai? Mustaqbil roshan hai
Afghanistan. I don't know, he says. I just wait for my vehicle to go inside and come outside.
Every day Razak waits in line at this border is a day he spends away from his wife and 8 kids, or at least 7. One of his sons was sitting on the gravel having traveled with his father.
How do you feel about their future?
Bachcho ke mustaqbil ke hawale se kya aap sochte hain?
Again, the question passed through multiple languages, and the answer came back.
So there is no business. We have only transport, so that's what they will do.
Can your children have a better life than you have?
I wish, he said, but seemed resigned. Eventually, the concrete he's hauling will reach Jalalabad. Something will get built that Razak may never see. He'll be driving another load by then, back in line.
Shukriya, thank you.
This story would be more dramatic if it ended with the trucks beginning to move. Instead, we had to leave the drivers, still waiting for whatever comes next. Our producer, Samantha Balaban, touched the chains that dangled from Razak's truck in line. Almost every truck was brightly painted, orange and blue, yellow and green, often with metal scrollwork or painted eyes. The front of Razak's truck was also painted with the expression, Mashallah, People say it in case of good news. Its many translations include, by the grace of God, or God willed it to be so.
Let's go, guys.
Beat the setting sun.
That's NPR's Steve Inskeep reporting from Pakistan.